In a town steeped in history, there's one place that stands out. A historic bed and breakfast known as the Stone Lion Inn. With its charming exterior and a reputation for ghostly encounters, it's a place where the past and the paranormal converge. Join me as we delve into the intriguing history of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and the eerie tales of the Stone Lion Inn. I'm your host, Dan David. Welcome to City of Nightmares. Guthrie, Oklahoma is a historic city located in Logan County, and holds the distinction of being one of the first planned communities in the state. The city's history is closely tied to the land run of 1889, when thousands of settlers rushed into the unassigned lands to claim their stake. In just 1 year, Guthrie became the territorial capital of Oklahoma, hosting its first legislative sessions. During its heyday as the capital, Guthrie witnessed rapid growth and development. Elegant Victorian and Italianate style buildings adorned the streets, reflecting the town's ambition and prosperity. However, the political struggles led to the decision to move the capital to Oklahoma City in 1910. Despite losing its capital status, Guthrie continued to thrive as a regional trade and cultural center. Its well-preserved Victorian-era buildings and historic charm earned it the title of the largest urban historic district in Oklahoma. Today, Guthrie remains a vibrant city with a rich arts community, quaint shops, and a welcoming atmosphere. Visitors can explore the city's history through its historic buildings and museums, and immerse themselves in the echoes of the past that still resonate in the streets. While Guthrie's history is captivating, the city also has a reputation for ghostly tales and legends. Some of the historic buildings are rumored to be haunted, adding to the town's enchanting allure for those intrigued by the supernatural. Amongst these haunted buildings sits the Stone Lion Inn. The Stone Lion Inn, located in Guthrie, Oklahoma, is a historic bed and breakfast known for its charming exterior and eerie reputation. The inn was built in 1907 by F.E. Houghton, and it originally served as a private residence. Over the years, the building underwent various transformations before becoming the inn that it is today. The inn's name, the Stone Lion, is inspired by the two large lion statues that guard the front entrance, giving it a distinctive and regal appearance. It features beautiful stone architecture and vintage decor, adding to its appeal as a bed and breakfast for those seeking a unique and historical stay. However, it's the stories of ghostly encounters that have made the Stone Lion Inn famous. Guests and staff alike have reported experiencing paranormal phenomena within the building's walls. Numerous ghost hunters and paranormal enthusiasts have visited the inn to investigate these claims further. One of the most well-known spirits said to reside at the Stone Lion Inn is a former resident named Augusta. Augusta was a nurse who lived in the house during the early 1900s. Some guests have reported seeing her apparition, wearing her old-fashioned nurse attire, roaming the hallways. Others have claimed to hear her footsteps or feel her presence during their stay. Another ghostly figure that is often mentioned is that of a little girl named Emily. She is believed to be the spirit of a young girl who tragically died in the house. Some guests have claimed to hear her giggles or the pitter-patter of small feet, and her presence has been felt in various rooms throughout the inn. Apart from these specific apparitions, visitors have reported unexplained noises, cold spots, and objects moving on their own. Some guests have claimed to wake up with impressions on their bodies, as if someone had pressed down on them during the night. Even the owner, a woman named Becky, acknowledges the accusations of paranormal activity. When asked of the haunts, she told KTUL News,
"One of my guests just the other day came out of this room and said, 'All night long I heard this music box.' I told them I don't have a music box in this house."
According to the same report, most of the activity actually takes place on the second floor of the building, which also happens to be where the guests would stay. Becky has been told by her patrons that they've been woken up by the feeling of a child patting their faces. Despite its reputation for being haunted, the Stone Lion Inn has become a popular destination for those intrigued by the paranormal. For those seeking a thrilling experience, the inn offers the opportunity to stay in rooms with reported hauntings. The innkeepers, who are also well-versed in the local legends and ghost stories, gladly share their knowledge and encourage guests to share any strange encounters they may experience during their stay, and help them understand why Guthrie, Oklahoma may just be a city of nightmares. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the debut episode of City of Nightmares. If you did, be sure to follow the show for more. Just a reminder that this will ideally become a normal addition to the show moving forward. New episodes every Friday. As for the classic episodes, featuring a creepy, more narrative story, those will be uploaded every Tuesday. That means 2 new episodes every week, and hopefully it'll have a little bit of everything for everyone. Hopefully you enjoy what's to come. Until next time, dear listener, this is your host, Dan David, reminding you all to stay safe out there. I'll be seeing you in the next episode.
Nope.